Welcome back to the program. It is 6:23. Those are the words of Tom every time we fire up feedback. All right, let's do a little bit of entertainment news, shall we? This is good news for Tom, you and your tolerance force. Jerry Springer has announced that he will no longer be using the word tranny on his show. Apparently, he was contacted by the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual groups, and they said, listen, your latest episode called Trannies Twerk It Out is offensive. I think what he's missing the point here is that everyone is saying, Jerry, your entire show is offensive. So therefore, I had no idea he was still on the air. But we've talked about that he is. He's still going strong, still doing his thing.
As long as there's an audience, he will remain on the air.
Well, that's...
As long as there are customers for prostitutes, prostitution will continue to evolve.
It's interesting that you use Jerry Springer and prostitutes in the same word. That's one of the things he's famous for.
Sure.
As a mayor of, what was it, Cincinnati?
Right.
He wrote a check out of the government account to pay for his... accompaniment of the afternoon. An arrest warrant that was issued last week for singer Anita Baker has been lifted. The warrant was issued after she failed to appear at a hearing concerning a civil lawsuit filed against her by a contractor who did work on her Detroit area home. He says she owes him about $15,000. The suit was filed in 2011. There's a default final judgment against her. Anita's lawyer says she's never even heard about it until last week, which is always the defense. I didn't know. Cheech and Chong. Again, new great news for Tom. For the first time in 30 years, there is a Cheech and Chong movie in the works. No word on a title yet. I think they're going to call it Here. It'll center around 67-year-old Cheech Marin and 75-year-old Tommy Chong going to a festival called The Burning Joint.
As opposed to The Burning Man.
Yeah, exactly. The director also did Super Troopers, Beer Fest, and the Dukes of Hazzard movie. So we're looking at Oscar nominations for this one, sure.
All right. Who's the audience for this movie?
You.
Current stoners, aging hippies.
Aging hippies, guys that would come home from school.
Is there enough of an audience to make it make some money?
Sure. Absolutely.
You know, they're back on tour again.
Cheech and Chong?
Yeah, oh, yeah. With all of the, you know, legalization of marijuana things going around, they're popular again. They just played Milwaukee along with the band War. You remember War?
War.
Cisco Kid. No, not that song.
What is it good
They did
for?
Cisco Kid, and they
oh,
did,
that's right.
You know, songs like that. They did Low Rider. Low Rider. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They were there. Mm-hmm. They were down in Milwaukee along with Cheech and Chong.
Well, and you went to the show, I'm sure.
Making a buck. Back out there making a buck.
Did you see the...
I did not go to the show, although Cheech and Chong, remember, they got stuff played on the radio back in the day. Back in the day, radio was a lot less tight when it came to drug humor on the radio. You couldn't play Cheech and Chong songs on the radio today. There's no
way. You
don't
think so?
There's no way.
Why not?
Because...
It depends on what station and what the audience is.
I don't even think you'd play them on... You know, they played them on Top 40. Our Top 40 station down the hall played Cheech and Chong records back in the day. There's no way they would be allowed
to play
Cheech and Chong.
Let's find out. Tell me what we're going to do. We're going to take over one of the stations. We'll just start playing stuff and we'll see what happens.
Play Sister Mary Elephant and Earache My Eye and Basketball Jones.
Now, Basketball Jones, there's nothing wrong. I got a Basketball Jones. Ooh. Judge Joe Brown, as you mentioned in your news.
Yeah.
Was in a Memphis juvenile court as a lawyer representing a child support case. He flipped out on the judge to the point he was cited for contempt of court 5 different times. I've got the audio here. Let's see if we've what we got here.
What is that, magistrate, sir? With due respect,
Mr. Brown, the court finds you in contempt.
Here, $10. That's all you
we'll
got on me.
We'll send you to 24
You're
hours in the Shelby County
the
Jail.
The maximum contempt.
You may have a seat.
I'm not. $10. That's all you got.
Get
20.
The, take get the bailiffs.
Go find a law. Or I'm reporting you to the court of judiciary. I'll have you charged with violation of process. Now, you want to get into this. Let's get into it. This sorry
you
operation
will,
needs to stop.
Yeah.
Is he right?
No.
Did the judge have the law wrong?
No. No. He's losing his grip.
You know, he's
grip.
Doing those commercials now for that ambulance chasing law firm out of Milwaukee.
He was. All right, and last but not least, I know this is another one that's going to make Tom very, very happy. Ted Nugent is being paid $16,250 to not perform in an event in Texas. The town of Longview says they decided that Ted was not a good fit for their 4th of July celebration because it's a family-oriented event, but they say they still have to pay him his fee because they've already made a verbal commitment. So how is Ted not family-friendly?
Oh, come on. Really? Mm-hmm. Really? You have to ask?
Well, he does use some abrasive language.
I've, runs around in a loincloth shooting flaming arrows.
We're going to run long, but I got to share this. When I did my first interview with Ted, my program director came in. And he says, now listen. He said, you have to tell Ted not to use bad language. This, you know, you have to let him know. I was stupid enough to do it. And so when Ted came on the line, I said, hey, Ted, thanks for the interview. My program director wanted me to just say, please don't use any foul language. We're going to have to air this. And Ted said, you tell your program director to go bleep, and just went off. I thought, this is going to be a good interview.
Yeah.
And I said, well, forget it. Use what you want. I can always edit it out. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We are going to answer all of your necessary questions when we return.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.